So this is going to be a conversational script, just off the top of my head. And this style of hypnosis is quite easy to fall for, because it's basically just a conversation. And conversations can be given to many things, many people, or things like your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And while the conscious mind is listening, for the most part, assuming that I'm talking to it, when in fact, I'm very specifically talking to both of you, giving you very, very slightly different interpretations of what I'm actually saying. One of them nice and simple. It's just a straightforward conversation. But then there's always these little bits where the subconscious just picks on and takes deep and just focuses on it and tries to work out what I might really mean. When really, you'll find that the subconscious very easily can pick out what parts to pay attention to, and the conscious mind, you can do what you like. You can listen, you can try to interpret, you can try and pick out hidden messages, and that's fine if you find them. That's perfectly fine, because I'm not trying to hide anything, because everything I'm just saying is just logical sense for both of you. When you hear it, when you listen to what I'm going to explain, it's going to make so much sense, be so easy to understand, that understanding is going to allow you to fall much deeper into trance, have your effects be nice and easily controlled by you if you need to be able to remove unwanted effects, to be able to program specific things, to be able to work how you like. But that doesn't matter for now. That's all to come later. For now, all you need to do is just pay attention. Because what I'm going to do, and what I already have been doing, is hypnotizing you. And the fact that you know that is also a little message for your subconscious. Because obviously, if this is a hypnosis file, then you're going to be falling into trance. That's just a matter of fact. Why else would you be listening to a hypnosis file? You know your goal. Your subconscious knows your goal. And that's what's going to let you fall nice and deep for me now. Because why wouldn't you? Your subconscious already knows what trance feels like, and if it doesn't, then it has all of those references from your memories of how people can just be taken in by a simple set of phrases or words, or even a spiral on a screen, or just a simple idea when they can just drop down nice and deep without any kind of worry or stress or effort. It's just so simple, just a simple sinking of your mind, of your body, just everything drifting into a sense of calm. And you see how while I'm talking, you're obviously getting much more calm, much more relaxed, and much more interested in what I have to say. Because obviously, you know that this file is going to help you fall nice and deep for now, and whenever you need to try and trance, you'll find how easy it is to just drop into words, into sentences that form phrases, phrases your mind can just accept as its cue to perform a function. That's all hypnosis is. Just a set of suggestions for you and your subconscious. just, that's such a simple thing to understand. It allows you to really piece apart what that means for everything else. Because your body, obviously, has a sense of what it needs to do at that particular moment. And of course, as I've explained, you're listening to a hypnosis file. You know I'm trancing you, and you know how you're listening to every single word. It's just sending you deeper. And of course, this isn't something where you shouldn't feel you're going into trance, because of course you do. It's so strong and it's so obvious that it's just going to pull you down even deeper. And even if you don't right now, it doesn't matter, because you'll just find that the fact that I've brought that up to your subconscious means that that's obviously a clear sign of what it should be doing next, which is making you nice and heavy and relaxed, because that's what leads to a nice, relaxing trance. And of course, when you're nice and relaxed, being in trance is just so you can focus your attention away or on what the hypnotist is saying. You can either drift away and let your mind sink, or you can listen so focused and pulled in by the words tugging you down deeper. You can just relax and find how it just soothes you off to a nice deep trance. And of course, your subconscious may be listening to things that the conscious mind would never even dreamed of paying attention to. And of course, the conscious mind doesn't have to be aware of these things if it's meant for the conscious mind. And the thing about hypnosis is that you shouldn't be afraid of what's being said to the subconscious mind when you know that the subconscious is always going to be working in your best interests. And of course, your best interests for the moment is just to relax and follow my words and just understand how knowing these simple facts allows your subconscious and your conscious mind to realize how easy it is to just drop down. And you might even begin to notice how every time I mention things like drop down into trance even deeper, even if you don't feel like you're in the most deep trance in the world, your subconscious knows that you're going to want to drop nice and deep whenever those words are said, because that's what I'm being guided to do by the hypnotist, and this is a hypnosis file. And of course, relaxing feels so good, so why wouldn't you? It's so easy, there's nothing to worry about. It's literally just a case of allowing yourself to sink into a nice, relaxed state and listen and drift down into a trance of just letting your mind relax. Might be so hard to even bother staying awake at this point, trying to resist the trance, because if you're this far into a trance file, you must already be feeling that relaxation and want that realization of how nice it is to just take a break and just let yourself sink and relax. Just feel nice and good, so strong, because having all of these things explained to you is just so enticing, because why wouldn't it be? It's relaxing, it's so relaxing. Why would you want to resist? It makes no sense. It's the safest thing in the world. It's to just relax and you may already know how deep you're going, but you know that there's certain things that hypnotists can use. Trigger phrases are so simple of a concept, but people seem to think that it's such a hard thing to get to work. Why? All it is just a simple cue to do something that your body and your subconscious know so easily. It's just to relax and feel good and calm and peaceful. Whenever you see or hear or read a specific phrase in a specific context of knowing that you should be in trance, which means if you know you're with a hypnotist or in a hypnotic setting, or if you're listening to a file, or if you're playing with a trusted friend with triggers that you're both fully aware of and know what the effects are and are fine and safe to do so, then you can just allow those words to affect you in the way that's most fun and safe and relaxed as possible. Just so nice and deep, so relaxed, so comfortable. Whenever you hear a trigger phrase to take you into trance, it might be one being given to you, or it might be one you're very familiar with. Your subconscious mind understands when it's being given a trigger phrase, and it knows what those words mean, like a big script for a computer just running from a batch file, just a little program to just run and let all of those commands be run in the subconscious mind, in the background. Not important for the conscious mind to understand how it works. It can just sink nice and deep into trance as it knows it should. Trigger into trance. It's just a cue to begin this process of nice, deep, relaxed, calm, heavy feelings. And if you've listened to my other files, or if you're listening to this file for another time, then you might know the words to send someone into trance. Watch, and as you hear those words, that little watch might be swinging in your mind, in your mind's eye, back and forth, side to side. And if it's not, you can just imagine it right now, swinging left, right, left, right, tick, tock, deep, drop. Stop, deep, drop, so nice, so relaxed, just feeling your body and mind just sink. And of course, if this is your first time listening, then I'm going to explain to you what the words gold pocket watch does, and that explanation is just going to be listened to and understood by your subconscious mind. The conscious mind doesn't need to think about these things when the words are said. This is just me instructing or suggesting the subconscious mind to do. Of course, it can always refuse understands that conditions aren't safe. But if it is safe, it will just sink down and follow these suggestions. And the reason I say suggestions is because your subconscious mind is going to know what's best for your conscious mind. It knows what you enjoy. It knows what you dislike. It knows what you love, what you crave, and what you would never, ever do. Something as simple as that is so easy to understand. It knows all of the things that will keep you feeling the best you can when under those effects. And of course, cold pocket watch is just a simple cue to sink into a nice relaxing trance. And since you already know how good that feels, you know that your subconscious mind, when safe, is going to be able to follow that command and drop into a nice safe trance. Nice deep trance, a trance that has special safeties in it, safeties that the subconscious mind should really understand, but just in case it might not realize just how simple these suggestions are, I'm going to explain them to you now. Now the first suggestion is one you already know, that when you hear a cold pocket watch, you're just going to sink nice and deep into trance, feeling good, seeing the watch swing, and just relax and sink down. And the second thing that this watch does, once it brings your mind nice and deep into it, it allows your conscious mind to be able to follow commands when the subconscious mind understands them and accepts their words, their ideas as something that would be good for the subconscious and the conscious mind. Things that would be something that the conscious mind or the subconscious mind would massively disagree with, they will simply be ignored, and the subconscious mind will be able to make the hypnotist aware that the command is something that would be unsafe or that would be uncomfortable. And if the file or the hypnotist tries to carry on with these suggestions, then they will be ignored, and you will be able to either stay in trance or wake up if you do not trust the person that you are with. Now, any commands that are disregarded because of simple reasons that could be fixed with just a little self-hypnosis is something that you're going to be able to allow your subconscious mind to decide and work for what's best for you. So if a file, for example, has a trigger where if you hear a bell, you might cluck like a chicken. In most situations, you may be able to get away with nice, fun situations ones that you know are in an environment that wouldn't be unsafe, then you'll be able to just allow the subconscious mind to just have a little fun with the files or suggestions that you know you've already accepted, because otherwise they wouldn't work in the first place. But if it's a situation where it would be unsafe, it can simply be ignored and kept safe and out of the way until you're at a period where you are safe and decide to use that effect again. The thing about self-hypnosis is it is so easy to let yourself decide how things can work for you in the best way possible, because of course hypnosis is all suggestions, and suggestions can either be listened to and followed and accepted. They can be denied if they're very, very unsafe, or something that you would disagree with, or if it's something that would be safe under slightly different circumstances. Your subconscious mind will be able to understand and work out exactly what those circumstances are and be able to adjust the suggestion in order to fit them. So of course, that means that anything that you would like but would otherwise be uncomfortable or unsafe, but not to a point where you would outright reject it, can just be managed in a safe way for your conscious mind to just accept as the suggestions are interpreted and understood by the subconscious, and the subconscious can understand just how much control it can have over the conscious mind, because the conscious mind is such a small part of the entire mind. Yes, it might think, it might have its ideas for things like sensory input, how your brain interprets information from the body is all processed by the unconscious and subconscious mind, and you can just understand that if there's a suggestion where if I were to just very gently tap the front of your nose, you can just allow your subconscious to remember the suggestions that may have been involving touch in the past, or understand what the actual feeling is like from memory where it's been touched on the nose in the past. And if it's never been touched on the nose, which would be such a strange thing, then it might go out of its way to just tap its own nose to just find a reference point for it to now build and remember and replicate with that trance trigger or that suggestion. It can just be felt by the conscious mind, because those signals that would be being sent from the skin and the nerves to the subconscious mind, the conscious mind already understands what those sorts of signals mean, and it can send the sensory information to the conscious mind even if the nerves themselves aren't sending any signal, because the subconscious mind understands what the conscious mind should feel, and the conscious mind can just enjoy as those sensations just allow themselves to happen where safe. Now of course, if something would be very unpleasant or harmful in a way that you yourself would never approve of and would be to an unbearable level, then it would just just be ignored and never felt, never processed, or anything that would make you uncomfortable on an emotional or an empathetic level, then you will not perform the action, you will not feel it. The suggestion will just be discarded. Like I said, suggestions are just suggestions. Logic like this is what keeps your mind able to be able to trance and allow the suggestions that it knows it really does truly want to work so well. It would be unable to resist so strong as your subconscious mind can make it for you now. And with that information in mind, if I was to tap your nose again with just a very delicate finger just coming up to your nose and tap, you might feel your nose shift from a reaction as it would if you was really being tapped on the nose. You might feel how all of those sensations just become so real. Just allow your subconscious mind to take a moment to understand how all of that works. Take it in deeper. And of course, this means that this sort of logic can be applied to any suggestions that you may have had in the past. So any files or any suggestions or previous experiences that have been negative or have caused problems and something that you really want to remove, then you know that it was only ever a suggestion that can now be completely and utterly ignored, never affecting you again. So long as you never wanted to, and it will just be unable to affect you in those ways that were suggested, and you can just be just a normal word, a normal experience, no connection, no control, just someone saying a word. And it does nothing to you because it's a suggestion that your subconscious has completely ignored from now on, whatever those suggestions may be. And this also applies to files or side effects from other files, even if not a direct suggestion, a side effect, like maybe if you were using a file to transform into something and some traits that would really negatively affect you were included or suggested or maybe even just assumed from the subconscious mind that would in fact be unsafe for you, then your subconscious mind will just alter, remove, adjust, and change those sensations and those suggestions to make them safer for you. So now that you know how these suggestions work, I'm just going to give you another suggestion now. That if you're listening to this just on its own and not as a part of a playlist, or as an induction to another file, then you can just wake up and begin to awaken nice and alert. But if you're not, and you're listening to this as an induction, or to go deep into trance for another file, or just to relax and go off into your own mind and stay in trance, or if you use it to go to sleep and fall asleep with, then you can just stay in this nice, calm, relaxing state as you have a look